there's a recent study that I found that nearly a third of children aged 5 to 6 in the US select an ideal body size that is smaller than their current perceived size.
Wow.
And by age 7, 1 in 4 has been on a diet.
Which is insane. I mean, age seven. We actually get a lot of DMs from really young girls, which obviously we can't give advice to, but we try to ask them to speak to the parents. But like it's heartbreaking to see like an 11-year-old DMing asking for help around their weight and body image, and obviously that's something that they're concerned about at that age. Which it's like for me when I was like 11 years old, I was just kicking a ball around in the street and riding my bike.
I was still probably playing Barbies.
Yeah, so you know the fact that it's becoming that much of a thing so early on is really heartbreaking and gut-wrenching.
Yeah, but unfortunately it is a very human thing because we are social beings and the need to fit in is like deep wired in our system, because that's essentially like as a group of primeval people,
a way to survive.
You had to fit in with the group, you had to not be the one that was excluded from the group. So not only like doing everything that everyone else is doing, but also coming across as one of the group, not the other, the weird different person, was really important. So we are hardwired to do it. And also there is that theory in psychology where you are the makeup of the 5 people closest to you. And whereas in the past, maybe that was your 5 11-year-old mates.
Yeah.
Actually now you've got social media and all these other influences.
That makes up like considering like screen time, it's just going up and up and up. I think for maybe Sam can get some stats on this, but maybe it's like 7 to 9 hours is like the average teenager is spending on their phones. So it's like,
I mean, that's even adults as well.
Yeah. So, yeah. I mean, it's a crazy amount of time to be spending on something that can that heavily like taps into like all the psychology of your brain in terms of like keeping you like addicted to it and keeping like your dopamine firing to like, so like you just keep swiping for more and more and more and more and more. But then also it's heavily influencing those kids and children more than your parents are. You know what I mean? If you think about what typical nowadays is that it's not like a one, one parent is working and one's maybe at home and that parent's maybe more the dominant parent raising the children. Most of the time nowadays, both parents are working and most of the time is being spent for the children at school and on social media. And if you actually look at like maybe who is raising your kids now, it's possibly the state and social media versus the actual quality time that you have with your kids.
Well, yeah, so that's saying an average of 8 hours 39 for a teenager on a screen. That is genuinely more time that you're going to spend with your parent, because you've got to sleep at some point. You've got to go to school at some point.
Of course.
And then the other 8 hours are on a screen. So it is quite scary. And actually you think maybe back in the day there were influences like magazines and TV, but that was a very small proportion of your day and it wasn't constant.
And you also felt like if you went and sat in the living room with your kids and they were watching a TV show, you could hear and see what they're watching.
Yeah, and you could have conversation about it and say like, oh, what did you think about that person's comments?
Yeah, versus like you wouldn't typically go on their social media feed and see what they're scrolling through, because that feed is built for them. And then also just like even if you went on their feed, you're not seeing the comments they're reading in that feed, the way people are perceived, the way people interact. And if it's for 7 to 9 hours a day, that is a stupid amount of influence that is happening.